Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Myers is here, too. Jay's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated, which is a small business just like yours and mine. He just sells different stuff. He's the award-winning author of an award-winning book, at least one award-winning, maybe two. Keep Swinging is the original, and then Hitting the Curveballs is the second one. It's all about his journey as a small business owner, the good times, the bad times, good, bad, and the ugly, the warts and all, and he's our good friend Jay Myers. Welcome back to the show.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show and being one of your first guests in 2015.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad you're here. We wouldn't have it any other way, And I like to, you know, you're a bona fide, Jay. You're a real live small business owner. You got employees and everything. You make payroll every Friday, and so we like hearing from folks like you. So, when you look at 2015, what do you see? What are the in terms of just your overall feeling, Jay, about 2015 for your business? What do you think?
But Jim, you and I had a conversation several months ago about this. I want to be optimistic. I really do. But I've got to tell you, I've still got some concern in my industry with technology, video conferencing, audio visual products.
Yep.
We're still in a little bit of, I'm trying to think of the right words, but a funk. We're not, it's transitional time between hardware and software. Some of the products had some dramatic price reductions.
Probably the cloud products are probably disrupting stuff, too.
Yes, and I think that it's just, Jim, you and I were talking about it, people don't invest in uncertainty, and I think that there's still some uncertainty in my industry as to where it's going, what the prices are going to be, et cetera.
Interesting. And, so are you saying that you're experiencing maybe some deflationary trends?
Well, by 2014 was better than 13. We had a real tough 13. 2013 was we dropped sales, a few million dollars. It was tough. We had to really tighten the belt and everything. But 14, we rebounded, came back to probably about an 18% increase in sales the prior year.
Yeah.
So we're looking at 15 and saying, okay, who's the real us? Is it the one from 13? Is it the one from 14? What does 15 look like? And again, I want to be optimistic. I think there's some things out there, but just, I guess, cautiously optimistic.
Well, that's going to be a poll that we're going to put up on our website later this week and give people a chance to do that. And that's one of the options we're offering people is cautiously optimistic, meaning that what you're seeing is looking better, but there's still plenty of things out there that you don't trust.
Exactly. And again, I think that the customers and prospects that we have, smart people, great people, love them. And the thing about it is that they need to see some things they can sink their teeth into. And in my industry, when you see prices drop, you see products out at, retail establishments, why would I buy a LCD flat panel from Interactive Solutions when I go to Costco and get it or wherever else? And it's like, we are really working hard on trying to make sure that we put our services model together, that we tighten up our designs and things, and frankly have enough intellectual property there that they can't go out and just put things together themselves and bypass, frankly, for the sales transaction.
Right. So your comment, though, that you're cautiously optimistic, that's really a pretty healthy attitude to have when you're doing strategic planning for a new year, isn't it?
Right, and you know, you and I were going to talk about that today, is strategic planning. Sometimes in small business owners and a lot of your listeners out there, they think, well, I'm not big enough to really have these kind of strategic planning sessions and, you know, this heady kind of things like that. But I really think that any small business needs to have some level of the strategic planning, because how are you going to know where you're going to go as a business if you don't plan for it?
Right.
And in our case, sometimes...
If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Exactly. And I think in the past, what we would do, that I think we've made some mistakes in years gone by, we would do kind of a year in review. And we did the off-site thing, and we had several days for our management team, but we ended up looking back more than we looked forward.
Ah.
And I think that's a fatal mistake for a small business owner.
Because you'll dwell on the things that you don't have and not on the things that you could create.
Well, in some years, we were sitting around for 2 days patting ourselves on the back, which does no good whatsoever.
Right.
Everybody's trying to, you know, it's just kind of one of these, you know, pep rallies. And then on the other side of it, I can remember, like, last year, coming off of 13, it was like, it was a pity party. And it's like, you've got to somehow come to some point there of having a productive look forward in your business, not mm-hmm. looking back, and planning for the different things and obstacles in your business and the opportunities as well.
And this is where, in my opinion, this is where the CEO comes in, Jay, because the CEO is the one with the overarching vision. The CEO's vision is, okay, what the heck happened to us last year, and what can we make happen in the coming year? Your vision as a CEO is the apex of vision for the company. It's the broadest look at where you've been and where you're going. And that's the reason why I think that's one of the reasons why I'm really trying to help small business owners, Jay, understand how to become a better CEO in the coming year.
Jim, I think it's a vital role that you're playing in that, because I think, in particularly in my case, and I'm sure a lot of your other listeners, small business owners, CEOs, we've got to be better than we've ever been before to make it through the next 2 years. And I've just got to tell you, I've got to up my game, because the industry dynamics, the competition, just the different things, the economic uncertainty kind of is still within the whole group of prospects and customers we have. So we have to paint the vision of the future, and we've got to reinforce it. We've just got to really up our game. That's the only way I can say it, and have the our customers, our employees, and everybody understand where we're going. Because if you can't paint that picture, you're going to be in trouble.
And you got to have realistic optimism, right? Optimism,
right.
Optimism enough that leads people to greatness, but also realistic enough to understand that it's not going to fall in our lap. We're going to have to deal with some realities.
That's right. And Jim, in our strategic planning session that we've got,
hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you finish that after these messages. Give us your website before we go, though.
ISITN, like Tennessee.com.
ISITN.com. Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Hi, Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.